Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Andrew Dominic. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad, and you?
Not too bad, yeah.
So, I'm trying to ask you something that I had in my mind constantly while watching the film. What I really sensed was a dignity, you know, the sort of like a strive to preserve dignity,
yeah,
and contemplating something so difficult,
yeah,
to represent,
yeah,
on film as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of sense these sort of layers, or maybe some sort of cinematic shields, maybe starting even from the title, you know, One More Time With Feeling,
yeah,
or the 3D, or the perhaps the breaking of the fourth wall from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Was it like your way to kind of try to give this layer so you wouldn't ever have these sort of cheap moments of sentimentality, or it was another need that you
had? I mean, I think obviously the danger is it going to turn into some kind of grief porn, you know, and is it somehow going to devalue the experience, or is it exploitative of a tragedy, you know? And I think the decision was that the only way we could avoid that was to be honest about everything, you know, including, because none of us knew where the line was, you know, where's the line where it is dignified, and where's the other side where it's exploitative, and the only way was to kind of include that confusion within the film itself, you know. And I guess the other rule was always, I wouldn't use the display of emotion in the film, you know. I only used stuff where he had something, where they, either he or Susie, had something to say about the actual process of grieving, you know.
There's also another kind of leitmotif that is Nick's poetry as well, if I can,
yeah,
may say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder how you worked with that, you know, with the footer himself, and
yeah,
of course you need to deal with, you know, the psyche and the emotions of the,
yeah,
man after shooting.
Okay, well, it was a practical problem at first. I mean, you know, I had to make a film, and the film was going to be 3D, so I didn't want to cut a lot if I could avoid it, because I believe that if a film is in 3D, you just want to sit and watch it. You don't want it to cut all the time. And so I knew I was going to have long shots, and so I thought, well, how do I make them not be boring? And I came up with the idea that we should use voiceover. You know, we should sort of... I mean, Nick's going through his life, you know what I mean, and he's dealing with his daily problems of like trying to make a record and all that sort of stuff, but inside him is a constant kind of you know, there's a sort of questioning, or there's a kind of sorrow, or there's a part of him that's not in the world, there's a part of him that's dealing with his feelings. And so the idea came up to do voiceover to try and express that, you know, but I didn't want it to be polished, you know, I didn't want it to be carefully worked out or presented. So we came up with this idea that Nick would just, he would read little scraps out of his songbooks, or if he had a dream, he would record it. He just did it all on his iPhone. It's all recorded on his iPhone. And, or various musings on topics, I would ring him up and say, can you say something about how you felt, you know? And he would just send me this stuff. And I'd wake up in the morning and there it would be, and we had hours of it. And we just tried out against footage, you know, and where things seemed to sit, you know, we collected a lot of these moments, and then a certain shape started to suggest itself. So it was just a kind of a, you know, practical thing to start with.
Worked out brilliantly.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.